The organization Undoing Tax Abuse has won a court challenge brought against us by the former chairperson of NSFAS, Ernest Corsa. Now, the case revolves around the detailed report which ALTA published in January of 2024 that was based on recordings of conversations between Ernest Corsa, who was the NSFAS chair at the time, and NSFAS suppliers. Now, those conversations were strong indications of corruption, and ALTA published the report and passed it on to law enforcement agencies. Ernest Corsa challenged our report in the Johannesburg High Court, saying he hadn't been given a right to reply to the allegations before we published it, and asked the court to order ALTA to take our report off our website. This week, the court dismissed Corsa's challenge. The court ruled that a person implicated in acts of corruption in a report published by a private actor, like ALTA, does not have the right to reply prior to publication. Our report stays on our website, and we repeat our call for law enforcement to investigate this mess.